Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Hopkins County Board of Education was recently approved by the State Ag Development Board for $4,000 in County Ag Development Funds for improvements to the Madisonville North Hopkins High School greenhouse facility. With details of what might be called part two of this project, North Hopkins Ag teacher Elena Lancaster.
That is correct. We got a grant in 2012 from the Ag Development Fund to build the greenhouse. And to kind of cut costs, we decided to only do gravel on the floor. And just recently, we applied for the same grant again for $4,000 to lay concrete this summer.
She points out the educational values of the facility for the kids, but that it's a great community resource as well.
The greenhouse is used year-round during the school year with agri-science classes, introduction to greenhouse technology, and we even have a greenhouse manager class, where they manage the greenhouse similar to like a co-op job where they would go out into the community and work at a local business. They work with the community and customers who come into the greenhouse. They write receipts. They take money. They water. They fertilize. They take care of the greenhouse in the afternoon.
They're planning to grow cilantro, tomatoes, and other needs for salsa and will then involve kids in family and consumer science classes to process that product. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Where high school greenhouses have been approved through ag development grants, Elena Lancaster points out, beyond education for the students, there are several community benefits.
We do a lot more for the community other than just, you know, ourselves. We've worked with landscaping local churches. We've had a couple calls with that. And we also grow tomatoes for our youth service center. And we grow them in buckets where somebody can have like a little backyard garden or back porch garden. We put a tomato in a 5-gallon bucket with a stake, and you know, a tomato stake to hold it up, and they can grow it right on their back porch and have their own fresh tomatoes right at hand.
Students get training in production techniques, business practices, and responsibility, and they help expose the public to the impact that agriculture has on everyone.
We try. We want to advocate and educate for agriculture in our community.
And a tip of the hat to North Hopkins High. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.